I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day, the nation's newspaper's op-ed pages, usually a forum for grand debates about the rest of the world, are now themselves the subject of a raging argument. Several weeks ago, the political columnist and former political campaign manager Susan Estrich, she ran Governor Michael Dukakis's 1988 presidential campaign, several weeks ago she accused the opinion editor of the Los Angeles Times, Michael Kinsley, of not having enough women's voices on the op-ed pages. Their angry exchanges have led to a much broader debate about the dearth of women columnists. The latest to join this argument is Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, welcome back to the program, and bring us up to speed on this Kinsley-Estrich dispute. And we should remind people that Michael Kinsley founded Slate, and he's a friend of this program. And he hired you.
Yes, that's right. So I'm massively compromised. But to try to be objective for a minute, Alex, it seems that Estrich had indeed been counting the number of women on the op-ed pages, specifically of the LA Times, but she thought other major newspapers fared no better. And she felt that Mike Kinsley had some sort of special obligation to seek out more women and to sort of run a mini affirmative action program on the pages of his newspaper. And what started off as a sort of simple set of email exchanges quickly escalated to awful leaked accusations and name-calling and Estrich hiring an attorney. It's become quite out of control in terms of the level of ugliness.
What about the truthfulness of what she's saying? Can't you count up the number of women's voices and find that they are or are not underrepresented?
I don't think anyone, including Mike Kinsley, disputes that what she's alleging is true. The op-ed pages are not just a bastion of maleness. They're a bastion of whiteness. The idea of diversity on op-ed pages in this country is typically a left-right diversity. It's not about kinds of voices. Howie Kurtz over at the Washington Post did a little unscientific count, and he found out that in the first 2 months of 2005, about 20% of the op-eds in the LA Times were written by women, 17% of the op-eds in the New York Times, and less than 10% of the op-eds in the Washington Post were written by women. So I think there is definitely truth here. The question is, what do we do about it?
Well, people are writing about this, Dahlia. What are they saying?
What's most interesting, Alex, is that this week a lot of the nation's preeminent female columnists have come forward to talk about this. And there's no one answer, but they are saying it's very hard for women to be brave enough to hazard an opinion, that when women condemn males the way men do, they get slapped down for it. And also that it's sort of tokenism and insulting to count the number of women on these pages at all.
You have a piece in Slate on the subject. What's your theory?
Well, my theory is that the very fact that male columnists are not coming forward and venturing theories on this is part of the problem itself, that this is becoming marginalized as sort of a woman's problem, the same way childcare and balancing work and career are marginalized as women's problem. And as long as only women talk about it, we're not going to get serious answers to this issue.
Well, Dahlia, thank you for coming on our program to talk about it. Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick, a woman columnist at our partners at Slate Magazine in the current Slate. You'll find her essay on the opinion gender gap. Dahlia is also a regular contributor here on this program. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Alex.